Pashus, Murda Asra, Rabbi Olbam, Shalita, Kalakala Kadosh Hazeh. I also want to express my appreciation to the Orthodox Union at large and to Mr. Frank Buchweiss, particularly for giving me the opportunity to participate in such a very important asifa. It's really something very close to all of our hearts, and I personally really appreciate it very much. But Moshe's words. I was able to spend 22 years, I just want to make mention of my good chaverim who I see in the audience here who are, we share chizuk on Sunday mornings. A lot of this will be a chazora for those of you. You've heard a lot of these in Yonim before, but chazora doesn't hurt, especially in Yonim Tefillah. I was able to spend 22 of my years in Yeshiva Torah V'Das, where my mentors to this day were direct Talmidim of Rosh Chaim Feivel Mendelovich, Zichrono Livracha, the founder, and perhaps you'd call him the first Rosh Yeshiva of Torah V'Das. And one of his messages, which have come through the generations, were a pshat from the Baal Shem Tov, Zichrono Livracha, in Parshas Noach, where the Baal Shem Tov touches upon two psukim. One is when Noach built his teva, he was told, Soihar Ta'asela Teva, you should make a window, something that illuminates within the teva, whether it was a diamond or a window, something that reflected light. So the Baal Shem Tov said that teva, in addition to meaning a box or the ark, teva also means a word, a teva of tefillah, teva of Torah. So the Baal Shem Tov said, "Tzorich lahoir ulahatzir kol teves hatefillah." A person has to make sure the words of his tefillah illuminate, they radiate. They're not just dead words that we spill out of our mouth, but that every word radiates, it shines. Then, in the next perek in Parshas Noach, perek Zayin, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach, I said Moshe, really it was same neshama, Bo ata v'chol beischo el ha-teva, you and your whole family should come into the teva. So the Baal Shem Tov adds over there, a person has to go into the words of tefillah that he's praying with his whole body, with his whole thought process. So Rosh Chaim Feivel Mendelovitz wanted to explain in his own words what he feels the Baal Shem Tov is giving us as a message. And he said the Baal Shem Tov was living only about 300 years ago. It was the beginnings of the reform movement. The tests that Klal Yisrael was beset by in this world became deeper and broader. And he said there is a mabul in the world, a flood of apikursis, a flood of material that can create questions in a person and take them away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom, a flood of immorality, and we must have a teva to be able to exist through this flood until Mashiach comes. So the Baal Shem Tov was telling us, said Rav Mendelovitz, he was telling us that the teva is our tefillah. And the Arizal says, Taka, the Arizal writes, Rebbe Rav Wolfson brings it down in his Sefer Va'ani Tefillah, that although it says in the Mishnah of the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, that Talmud Torah in its value outweighs everything else in the Mishnah, but in our generation, the Arizal writes, which is before the Baal Shem, it's 400 years ago actually, he says tefillah, in order to hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, tefillah is even more necessary. We must have Torah, 100%. But as far as holding on to emuna, the teva, he didn't say the lashon of teva, I'm just using, paraphrasing Rav Shlomo Feivel's pshat in the Baal Shem Tov to the Arizal statement. The teva of tefillah, the word of tefillah, is that enclosed home that's going to really help us to be able to ride the waves of the flood that surrounds us. And that's so that our goal, and what I'd like to add this evening, are some practical inyonim that I've learned through the years, and we'll cover as much as we can in the 20 minutes allotted. Before I became a Rebbe, quite a number of years ago, about 35 years ago, I took a course, a two-year course offered by Teru Masaira, that where they offered us training as Rabbeim, teacher training, classroom management training. And I learned a lot of wonderful lessons in those 2 years. But the most important lesson I learned was a lesson for life. Rabbi Yoel Kramer, Zol Zayin Gezunt, taught us methods, classroom management methods. But one of those methods to me became a method for life itself. And the method was as follows. He said that every single one of us in our lives, and he was speaking to future rabbeim, future teachers, but it's really for every single person. We go through all different types of situations and experiences that occupy our minds. But he said, if you want to be an effective Rebbe in the classroom, when you're in that classroom, you have to only have the students on your mind. So when you put your hand on the handle of your door in the morning, you have to take your pekel of whatever problems you may have and leave it outside the door and forget the family, forget your parnosa, the bills, whatever you're doing. You're a bacher again. There's no family, there's no nobody, there's you and these talmidim. I promise you, he said, when you leave that classroom in the afternoon, no one's taking your pekel away. Nobody wants it. It'll be waiting for you. And after using that method a few times in very difficult situations in life, and actually thinking that way actively, and I'll give you an example, one major example. My mother, Las Sholem, 6 years before she was Nifteres, she had cardiac arrest one day on a Sunday. She had no previous heart problems at all. It was a very shocking situation, and she was in a coma. It was a Sunday. So the children were all in the hospital together on Sunday night, and it was really getting into the morning hours, and the doctors had no idea what would be. They had brought her back to life, but she was in a coma. And they told us clearly they have no idea how much time she was without oxygen, if her brain would work or it wouldn't work, even if she came out of the coma. And I said to my brothers, that we were all three of us in Chinuch, I said, for our sisters to remain here and say to Hillam and wait for information, that's a valuable thing. But for us, it's much more valuable to mommy if we go to yeshiva and teach. The zechus of Talmud Torah is a much bigger zechus than pacing back and forth here, although we'll say to Hillam, and well, daven, which is great, but does Talmud Torah, the rabbin, the classroom won't have the rabbeim. And we all left. That Monday, though, was early in the year, Rosh Hashanah time, was the Monday of orientations. It was a long day in yeshiva. It wasn't just being with the Talmidim and just focusing on them. But at night, sitting in a classroom full of mothers and fathers, and you had to tell them, you give your handout, show them what the homework is like, and so on, as you all know, what goes on orientation night. And I was in the middle of giving my presentation to the parents, telling them about the homework and the tests and the marking, the way that I mark students. When my menahal at that time, it was Rav Yankel Ben Azol Zangezunt, the premier Baal Chesed and big-hearted person, he throws open the door in the middle of my presentation to yell inside, "Your mother came out of the coma and she spoke." Which, of course, to me meant that she Baruch Hashem, had her brain, which she did. It was Zeicha, for 6 more years, to enjoy tremendous counsel from her. My father said, "Refuah Shleimah Be'ezer Hashem, Yibar L'chaim Tovim." But we had, which was Zeicha, to have counsel from him as well. But in any case, my first thought was, uh-oh. These parents, if I was a parent in this classroom, I would think, this is my son's Rebbe. An achsar. A cruel person, a cold person. Here he's giving this calm orientation as if nothing's going on. And the menahel throws open the door. He was more excited than I was. He was more, nervous than I. So I explained it to them. I told them this method. And I told them, as parents, I share it with my talmidim. And I tell them that sometimes their minds are on their bar mitzvahs. I taught 7th and 8th graders for 20 years of my teaching career. Half the class of bar mitzvah each year. Or they're thinking about their summer plans or whatever else is going on. And I told them, your parents are paying rent for this seat. They want you to learn Torah. Whatever you're thinking about, do the same thing I do. Put it away till lunchtime, till recently. They're the young children. But it's so valuable. What I want to share it with you is, as far as tefillah, I realized I can do Bashmein Esrei. Why only when I'm with the Talmidim? Why not when I'm davening the whole chakras or the Mincha or Ma'ariv, which are much shorter? Whatever's on my mind outside, it'll wait. It's going to wait. And I saw this really very, very concisely in one of Rabbi Twersky's svarim, his pocketbooks that Art Scroll produces. It's called Rebbes and Chassidim, what they said and what they meant. and I believe it's number 12. I didn't mark down what number it was. But he tells a short story that Rav Mendel Lipkotzker, Zichron Levracha, asked the chassid of Rav Moshe Kubriner. He said to him, what's the most important thing your Rebbe, the Kubriner, does? What's the most important thing he does? To which this chassid answered, whatever he's doing that moment. Unbelievable, right? Whatever he's doing that moment. That means if you learn the Sefer Bayis Menucha, where Rav Moshe Aaron Stern, Zichron Levracha, is speaking about Shalom Bayis, and he gives an example of one of the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, of Yecheskel Sarna, who comes home from some important mission that he went on a Friday morning, and Rav Moshe Aaron is waiting in his living room to meet Rabbi Yecheskel, and he ignores Rav Moshe Aaron. He first goes over to his wife, sits down at the table in front of Rav Moshe Aaron, and spends 25 minutes giving her a play-by-play of what he did since he left the house. I waited for the bus, I came to my destination, spoke to the Rav, he was mechabed me, he walked me to the bus, I met an editor who's proofreading my sefer, and when he finished, she went to the kitchen, his wife, and he turned to her mother and he said, you know, I was away from the house the whole morning, I had to tell my wife where I was. That's what he was doing at that moment, mekayem medoy raiso. He was taking care of his wife, so he concentrated on what he was doing. Whatever he is doing that moment, that's the most important thing of his day. If he was smiling at a child, whatever it was, it's the most important thing. If we could somehow incorporate that into our appreciation for tefillah, the next thing we're going to be mispal is Kriya Shema L'Hamito. If we could put everything else out of our mind and say Kriya Shema L'Hamita from inside a siddur tonight, a little bit slower than usual, and think about what we're saying. And anything else that's in our mind, we could write down on cards. I used to think about cards to my Talmidim in class. I don't want to be interrupted in the middle of a shir, but I tell them, I don't want you to forget your question. You always came with enough pens for every Talmud and index cards. So write down the question, and I don't want you to forget it. But I don't want to be interrupted, because in the middle of a train of thought, the whole class gets lost if a Talmud interrupts in the middle. So you write it down, and we'll take the questions in Mitzvah Shem at the end of the thought. We can do the same thing with ourselves. We have to think of something we should remember, make a phone call, whatever it is. But during Kriya Shema, we're not interrupting. Whatever we're doing that moment, that's the most important thing for us to do. And I think that perhaps the last Maamar Kaimis that Rav Moshe mentioned was Rav Tzadik, about talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything that we do. And that will help our tefillahs become something fresh. I heard once at a Hachnas Sefer Torah in Arbeis HaKnesses, the guest speaker was Rav Dan Segel, Shlita. So he was speaking about tefillah. It was for Arbeis HaKnesses. And he said that somebody came over and asked him, at that point he was in his mid-50s, I think, as far as his age. He said someone came over to him and asked him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the same Shemoneh Esrei 18 times a week, 6 days a week, three times a day, the same Shemoneh Esrei. How am I supposed to have a feeling for what I'm saying? So he said to us, I answered him, I don't know. I also daven Baruch Hashem three times a day, 6 days a week. I never once said the same Shemoneh Esrei that I said another time. And I think that what maybe Rav Tzadik's lesson is, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that this idea of davening a tefillah before we go into a business deal, before a phone call, whatever it might be, I'll tell you the truth, when I go into my car, even now, when I wanted to come here, I wanted to try to be on time, Be'ezras Hashem. So I did say a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should get out of that icy spot that I was in and that the car should work. You know, you need to have the Dishmaya every step of the way, every step of the way. There are plenty of stalled cars and people spinning their wheels in this kind of weather. And it's 100% true. But I think that how does it change our tefillah on a daily basis? I would think he perhaps means we should incorporate it into the Shemoneh Esrei eventually. Because honestly, regarding tonight's drosha, I had it in mind in Shema Keleinu tonight. Or if I have to meet, let's say, a parent who I know is upset with something that's going on, I would have it in mind in Re'enu V'Anyenu. It doesn't have to mean Dafka Ruyu Re'enu against Yishmoel. It could mean any personal, it could mean our Yetzahara. I have a big Yetzahara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Riva Re'enu, help us battle that Yetzahara. Now, we can't say it in English over there, only in Shema Keleinu. But we can have it in mind in English. Stop, middle of the bracha. And I have in mind, I'm having a tremendous battle with my Yetzer Hara. Help me out. That's perhaps one of his inyonim, but it can only happen if we concentrate on what we're doing. And a trick to that concentration would be, and that makes the teva, that brings a radiance and a brilliance to the word of tefillah and creates the emunah, the realization that we're talking to Hashem, and that allows us to ride the waves into tremendous marble, the flood of immorality and apikursis that we're stuck in. As far as the fact, I also wanted to mention that some of us feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not answering our tefillos. We should be able to get chizuk from Avraham Avinu, who was mispalel for Sodom so many tefillos, and he was told no. And Moshe Rabbeinu, v'eschanan tefillos, 515 tefillos, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. And he was told no. He was told, please don't daven even one more. That's the Lashon of Eschanan. Al Toisef, don't add another tefillah because tefillah breaks decrees. And I don't want you in Eretz Yisrael. It's not good for Klal Yisrael. Chas v'sholom, I'm going to have to punish the Yidden much more severely if an eternal person like yourself enters Eretz Yisrael. I need you in Chutz La'aretz. Stop davening. That shows us how powerful davening is. But what happened to all those tefillahs? Nothing is lost. Nothing is lost. I compare it in my own mind to parents who don't have a very lucrative parnasa, but they want to go to Eretz Yisrael. So they're saving and saving and saving, and they have enough money already for the tickets and for the hotel, and they're just trying to put together the spending money they need for that trip to Eretz Yisrael when Baruch Hashem, their daughter, becomes a kala. And they have to take that money that they were saving up, Baruch Hashem, it's going to go toward the chasana, or toward matan, it's for the chasana, whatever else they need, that it's going to go for it. And they'll start saving for that trip to Israel again at a later time. Tefillahs aren't lost, they're in a bank. And Avraham Avinu's tefillahs were never lost. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillahs weren't lost. Yosef HaTzadik, he was unbelievable. And after he was Moshe Nefesh, he sat in prison for 12 years. What happened to all his tefillahs? And his Mesiras Nefesh? It was in the bank. He became viceroy to the king when the time came. That's all part of our emunah. That's part of this teva that we're building with our tefillos. Now, there are certain pasatila that we mechuyiv. We're not yoisi if we're not mechavin in them. Like the first pasuk in Kriya Shema, the first brachis in Shemoneh Esrei, that we're not yoisi. But how can we possibly be mechamen the entire tefillah? That's what we're inspired tonight, to really work on our tefillah. So Rav Palm Zichron Livracha gave us an etza as far as working on our tefillah in a way that can actually be felt within us. He told us as Talmidim when I was a bocher in the yeshiva in Beis Medrash, first of all, to look in the siddur when we daven. Looking at the words itself helps a person have kavona. When we close our eyes, we feel it'll help us sometimes because we don't see anything that surrounds us, but very often it's easier to daydream when we have our eyes closed. And then we have to scratch our head. You know, did I say the same talumata? Did I say yalvayavoy? If we look in the siddur, we won't think, did I or didn't I? It's going to be in front of our eyes. But secondly, he said to us, do it one piece at a time. He told us, start with the soif of every bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. By Baruch Ato Hashem. Stop by Hashem's name and think, why am I mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all bracha? Baruch, according to Hashem Shefuel Hirsch, doesn't mean blessed be, because Hashem has everything. We're not giving Hashem a bracha. It means He's the source of all bracha. Why am I drawing on that? What do I want from Hashem? Magen Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the protector of Avraham, and we're His children. And we have that spark of Avraham in Sarah. We're born with Emunah in Hashem. Help protect that in me, whatever it means to us, Mogen Avraham. But we have that in mind. Next bracha. Bracha to Hashem. Stop for a second. Why am I drawing on the HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the source of all blessings? Really, Tchias HaMeisim we wish for. We wish to be with all the tzaddikim that were here, with our ancestors that were here on this world and aren't here anymore. And perhaps I mean myself. Maybe I'm not alive in my avodah. And I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that, which would bring us through the tefillos that we'd make individually throughout our day. Whatever it'll mean to us, Mechai, but each bracha, he said, stop. Once you've mastered the soif bracha, he said, then start with the beginning of each bracha. Now, if we do this, it's really going to spill over and become a much faster process than we imagine. Because once we're already enjoying tefillah, we're going to start having kavana throughout the tefillah. Really, it feeds on itself. Rav Pam's etzah was that we shouldn't be frightened, and we should realize we can do it piecemeal. But once a person actually works on the tefillah in this way, with a soif bracha, then a first bracha, it goes into the halalukas, and it goes into ashrei, and it goes into everything. A very important part of this, though, is that we have to make sure we plan our tefillah well. We are a people of vayehi erev, vayehi voiker. We know that the morning is only as good as the night before. So we have to make a schedule for ourselves that we're going to keep. I have to daven by a good minyan. A minyan with a davening is geshmak if I possibly can. Maybe this time of year many of us cannot because we have to rush to work. And honetz is so late. Some of us have to daven b'shas hadchak minyanim or near work. I'm not sure what everybody's situation is. But even so, we can plan then. We could plan maybe we have to daven less, but daven whatever, we daven better. And check in Shulchan Aruch, one of the most important parts. It's brought down in the halachas if you come late, what you daven first. But not lechatchila plan to come late. That's only because we're in an emergency situation. Lechatchila plan to be at a wonderful minyan that davens well. We need tzata d'shmayo. We need Hashem to help us with everything. Will Hashem help us if we throw away our tefillah chas v'shalom by davening like I saw once? I realized it was getting late shkia. I wanted to daven mincha. On times, I ran into a minyan factory. It was Bein Azmanim. And they asked for about tefillah, and a bacher offered to daven for the yom. And I'm sure he's a good bacher, and he means well. He just doesn't know what tefillah is. And he thought he would make everybody happy, which he made most people happy. He raced through that chazaras hashatz. I thought it was a chilul Hashem. I was sorry. I would have rather daven b'yechidus than daven with that minyan, personally. But parenthetically, my Rebbe has told us that most of the time when you travel to Eretz Yisrael, it's better to daven b'yechidus rather than with the minyanim in back of the plane als kiddush Hashem. I've realized it. I, after the first few trips without hearing it, I stopped davening in my seat because you wake up so many people. And instead of making them feel that we care about them and we love them and we're good people, we're busy taking care of our tefillah and disturbing all of them. That's not how we daven. That's not how it works. Everything has to be done with the right thought and the right machshava. Has been done the right way. But at the end of this mincha, people went over to this bacher and patted him on the back and said, "We're going to hire you permanently. You're going to have a job here every day." So I said something because I felt, techiach, techiach. I said, "You're going to hire him permanently? This was not a mincha. This was not an offering to Hashem. A mincha is an offering to Hashem. It's the most important tefillah of the day. Eliyahu HaNavi was answered by mincha. That's when he was answered by Har HaKarmel. And they're giving him a pat on the back. They should be telling him, you're mevaze a tefillah. You shamed a tefillah. It would be better if you didn't daven than to daven like this. It would be better. Unless it's an emergency. I'm not saying everybody would be better for them. Sometimes the person's at work and the boss is on his back. I'm not judging everybody individually. This was in a shul. We could have davened twice as long. It wasn't necessary, if not each case. But we have to plan. We have to plan when we're going to sleep at night. When are we getting up in the morning? We should be on time with our tefillin on. It's all a plan. It's hard to daven well with all the inspiration that we're receiving tonight if we come late, if we can't come on time and daven the right way and start the right way. And being that time is almost up, I'll just touch one more idea, and that's very, very important for us. And that is to daven with a tzibur and to daven in shul. So I really brought here some notes from Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Urchus Yosher, as well as in Gesutten Stark. He has a whole section on tefillah. So he writes, "Ubeyoyser yesh lehishtadl hispalah betzibur, v'hu chiyuv gomer midino." It's a chiyuv gomer mitzad hadin. And the poskim write, "Mishneh Brura, simin tzadik, sifkot nechav zayin, sha'afilu b'shvil toira osur levatal tefillah betzibur." Even if you want to learn something, you're not allowed to be mevatal tefillah betzibur for Torah. The same way you're not allowed to learn during Chazaras Hashatz. It's just osur. That's all there is to it. This tefillah and this Torah. And we don't make a mishmash of the two. It doesn't work that way. If it's going to be a teva, it has to be with the proper kovod and built the right way, the teva of Torah and the teva of tefillah. Avada, one helps the other. I wrote down from Akdomis, we say it in Akdomis on the Ois Tzadik. Tzvi v'chomid v'rogig de le'un bila'usa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants powerfully that we should toil in his Torah. Then, tzeloison b'chein mekabel v'hanya ba'usa. If we learn Torah, our tefillah is going to be accepted. So of course we need both. Torah needs tefillah, shmeitzah boy tefillah, tefillah boy shmeitzah. They each work, help with the other. But we don't mix them. There's no mishmash. It's chazaras hashatz, it's chazaras hashatz. And learning is learning. And Shulchan Aruch says, even for Torah, we're not mevatel tefillah b'tzibur. The Chazal say in Tainis that Tfilu B'tzibur is Mekabel even without Kavona. Not that it's okay not to have Kavona. And it's not Mekubel the same way as a Tfilu with Kavona. But there's such a Koyach in Tzibur and a Minyon that it's a tremendous, it's a Segula for the acceptance of a Tfilu to a certain degree. The Chazal say in Medrash Rabbah, Tfilas Tzibur Ein Chezeres Reikam. Hashem doesn't give a Tfilu B'tzibur back empty. Doesn't give it back empty. If somebody daments without the tzibur, his maisim are looked at individually. And my Rebbe pointed out, Rav Wolfson Zal Zayin Gesund, that before Baruch Sha'amar, and very often before a mitzvah, we say, L'shem Yichud Kutshebrichu, we say before Baruch Sha'amar, I'm about to daven to be mispala, mispala Sukkot Zimra. But we always end these Hinani Mukhan Mezumans with B'shem Kol Yisrael. Why B'shem Kol Yisrael? So he gave a mashal. He said, imagine there's a yeshiva having a dinner and they have a choir. They hire a choir leader, and all of a sudden the menahal, Rabbi Goldstein, gets a call from one of the board members. Rabbi Goldstein, yes, your dinner's coming up. You got my envelope in the mail with my platinum page ads? Yeah, I did. My son's not in the choir. You know, I'm sorry, your son's not in the choir, but you have to understand, the choir is people who sing. Well, your son's a very good boy, he plays punch bowl well, and he does this, but he's just not a singer. You know, I didn't send my checks in yet for those platinum pages, and my son is not in the choir. I'm sure that your payroll is very important to you, and I do a lot for the yeshiva, and, well, the choir leader is called and do me a favor. You have to put this man's son on the choir, give him a bow tie, give him the vest, put him in the back row far from the microphone. He has to be in the choir. Oh, Baruch Hashem. The checks come in. Everything's fine until 10 days before the dinner. Same kind of phone call. Rabbi Goldstein, yes. I heard you gave out solos. Well, my son didn't get, he's hurt. He didn't get a solo. Not everyone's a balmidis. You don't want people to laugh, chas v'sholem. He's going to say, for his kavod, you can't give him a solo. So Rav Wolfson said that sometimes we have trouble till we work on our davening to get up there to be the right kind of tefillah. So if we're part of the choir, b'shem kol Yisrael, we daven with a tzibur. So it's not a solo. We're not looked at with such scrutiny like a soloist is. If we're davening b'yechidus, we're judged mamish, we're a soloist. It has to be a tefillah like a tzaddik. The tzaddikim could daven as b'yechidus. A simple person has to be part of a choir. Then there's an applause for everybody. Anybody knows this? This kid in the back row doesn't know how to sing. They couldn't hear him. He's part of the choir. They applauded everybody. He's part of the tzibur. Just one word to the wives over here. You know, in today's parasha, we said that you tell the women softly and the men you speak strongly, but it's the same words. At the end of the parasha said, say these words and nothing more. So how are the words soft for the women and harsh for the men? Because we hear words differently. And in the Sefer Yeshu Beisoy, so he Rabbi Kitoy, I believe, wrote it, right? Rabbi Kitoy wrote that, Mardika Sefer. And he writes that how the women are so close to Hashem and so inspired. So a word to the wives, and that is that although, you know, we hear so much about how choshev tefillah is and tefillah b'tzibur is a very big key to being successful, but it doesn't pay to ruin shalom bayis over it. You know, I've seen sometimes because a woman wants so much the husband should daven b'tzibur and he has trouble with it, it becomes an argument in the house. I once asked a woman, because the mamash became a shalom bayis issue, so I asked her, tell me the truth. When you chase your husband, he should get up to that alarm clock or Shabbos, get out in time for, you know, before Baruch Hu, get to shul. Are you doing it because the Eibishter is upset your husband's not there or because you're embarrassed? Why are you doing it? She told me this. She told her, she said, the truth is because I'm embarrassed. I'm not comfortable. I said, so don't serve yourself. Serve Hashem. Serve Hashem. Hashem wants shalom bayis. Hashem wants shalom bayis. Your husband knows what he's supposed to do. And he knows what you want. And he'll hear it from the Rav and Shul, hopefully. He'll hear it. Don't tell it to him. You know, we're hearing all kinds of inspiration, But we have to be careful of, as in the Mitzvah Hashem, you won't say a word, and the Abishal bench you will go. So one woman said to him, my children see it. My children see that the father doesn't go to shul. What kind of an example is that? So I told her, look, in the Zuchus of Shalom Bayis, your kids will also do what's right. They'll be inspired by a Rebbe, they'll be inspired by a Zaydeh. And hopefully your husband will be inspired and he'll go to shul on time, he'll go better. So with all this inspiration, we have to make sure we hold on to the Shalom Bayis as well. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. And I'll just end with a quick story from the Arugas HaBoisim. He took Kvitlach only on Purim. And that's what I saw brought down. He took Kvitlach only on Purim. And one father came in with golden arendlach, golden pieces of gold, and put a tremendous amount of money on his table in gold. He wanted a bracha that his son should be a Yirei Shamayim. Rabbi Zabosim pushed it back across the table. He said, and children, of course he meant his son Mamish, but we see from the Rashi in Parshas Noyach that our toldos, our first children, are Noyachish Tzadik, our own Maisim Toivim. We, no matter whether we're single or married, we have children, Chashon, we don't, whatever it is, we have children. We're an example to people, our Maisim Toivim are our children. He said, you don't get good children with a pidyon to a Tzadik. You can get other things, you know, that are less important than that. But good children, daven. He said, cry to Hashem, take out a siddur, daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Rav Moshe said, that the Eibishter wants to give us matanos, but the key to them is tefillah. We should be zoichem yetz Hashem taka to enhance our tefillahs and start with tonight's asifa, and it should continue to go to higher and higher levels in yetz Hashem. And the Eibishter knows that the tefillah is in of ahava, we love him. That's what we talk to Hashem. It's a relationship. And we hope that reciprocally, after a sefer like this, on a very kolatz mesiras nefesh, the Eibishter will show us maher ehoiv, quickly show us love, kiva, moyed, it's about time, we're in Golas such a long time, v'chanenu, and find us charming, kimi olam, like it was in the Emais HaMikdash, Yitz Hashem. Thank you very much.